This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, now that we've got the recession thing squared away, when we're in one and how it gets decided, we do, right? Have that squared away? All right, good. So now let's do a little tomorrow's economic news today, shall we? 8:30 tomorrow morning, Washington time. The June unemployment report is going to be upon us. There will be takes, hot and otherwise. There will be analysis as well, of course. David Brancaccio is going to have it on the morning report. We will take a slice here too as well. But what about, you know, decision makers, those in whose hands this economy rests? Marketplace's Lily Jamali has been talking to some people.
Mary Daly, the president and CEO of the San Francisco Federal Reserve Bank, calls this a period of, quote, extreme data dependence at the Fed. And so tomorrow's jobs report will be watched closely. But
right now, whatever the jobs report says in this month, this Friday release, we still need to get remove the accommodation we've been giving the economy that's been extraordinary.
What she's referring to is monetary policy that's kept interest rates extremely low. Daly isn't currently a voting member of the Federal Open Market Committee, which sets the federal funds rate. She does, however, participate in its policy discussions. If the Fed raises rates more, which it's indicated it's likely to do, Daly says the labor market, with two job openings for every unemployed job seeker, is strong enough to weather it.
So as we raise the interest rate, I would expect those vacancies to come down before we start pushing people out of jobs.
The Federal Reserve has two mandates, maximizing employment and keeping prices stable. With inflation above 8% right now, it's that second one, price stability, that's top of mind, says David Wessel of the Brookings Institution.
And so when you see somebody like Mary Daly, who has tended to be worried about employment, saying that we have to do this, she's saying that, well, we're so far from price stability, I've had to set aside my previous preferences.
Daly points out that today, the Federal Reserve is responding to inflation, unlike the 1970s when inflation was also high, and when she says the Fed spent years, quote, doing nothing. In San Francisco, I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.